This matchbook is from the restaurant Mama and I went to last week.
Oh, Penny, you know, your matchbook collection is really growing.
And look at this wooden one. The top flips over.
Hey, where'd you get this one from?
Ferguson's funeral parlor.
Oh, I should have known. It says seal lid before striking.
Oh, yeah? Look at this. Sydney's meat market, Tony's ice cream shop, Venus massage parlor. Venus massage parlor.
I found it on the press.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, Lana.
Woo! Wait till you hear the news.
What news? Yeah,
where you find out what happened to me
what
today?
Happened?
Uh-oh, guess somebody. Just guess.
You got mugged.
Not really. And you know I didn't get mugged. I always look like this when I get off the bus.
Oh, come on, tell us. Come on, what happened?
You are looking at the new head buyer at the boutique.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations,
Mama. Oh, Mama, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, baby.
Just think, my mother's a buyer. Wait till I tell the kids my mother's a buyer.
Right.
Mama, what's a buyer?
What's a buyer? A buyer is, well, you see, a buyer has to... A buyer has to know all about the fashion. No, a buyer... Never mind, honey. A buyer is this. If there was no buyers in the world, we would be running around in our jockey shorts.
Hold on, do you think you can handle it?
Honey, can I handle it? Woo, child, when it comes to spending money, I am good. But when it comes to spending somebody else's money, I am sensational.
Lana, you'll be the best buyer that boutique has ever had.
Oh, thank you, Grant. You know what? I can't tell you kids what this promotion means to me. Not just the glory of it, although I sure will enjoy that. But since I was 16, I've been scratching and scuffling and struggling for survival. Honey, ain't nobody ever gave me nothing. You hear me? So now this is what makes the promotion so sweet. You know what I'm saying to you? You
earned it.
I
That's
earned it.
My mama.
Hey, hey.
Oh, Lana, there's no stopping you now.
Honey, if I keep on keeping on, Neiman Marcus, watch your caucus.
Hey, Michael.
Well, you gonna stand way over there? You gonna come in kissing distance?
Oh, baby! Oh,
baby!
Penny.
Penny, hi. Penny, Penny. Oh, you look good, Penny.
Thank you.
Oh, hello. Hi, Frank.
Hey, somebody's missing.
Oh,
yeah, JJ. Even when he's here, he's missing.
Oh, Frank, he's on a date with Wanda the Watusi.
You say, Wanda. Thank you. The Watusi?
Yeah. What you see is what you get.
Oh, man.
What do you have in the boxes, Frank?
Oh, just a few little goodies here for my favorite family, Thelma.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
And Penny, thank Michael, you. And one for Jake.
Hey, bro, where were you Christmas time?
I'll tell you what, kids, why don't you do me a favor and go open the presents in your room?
What's wrong with out here?
Michael. How'd you get to be 16 and not know anything?
Frank, what are you doing here?
I couldn't get an answer at your place.
Oh, no, the last time we talked, you were going to Venezuela or something to put up some buildings.
Well, I put them up, and once they were gone, you know, it was adios, amigos.
Oh, well, senor, we're off to Argentina next or Montego Bay?
Would you believe Lakeshore Drive?
Too late, baby. They already built that up.
I mean to live there.
Frank, you gonna move to Chicago? Frank, you driving me?
Look here, baby. I'm gonna buy a pad so bad, the toilets won't even flush. They'll hum. Yeah. It's that laugh, baby. Oh, it's so good to hug you again.
Hug you don't mind it one bit.
Hey, you remember when I left? You promised me that if I came back and settled down in one place, we'd do it as man and wife.
I do have some vague recollection of that.
Well, I'm gonna hold you to that promise, Miss Wilona Woods.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, Frank! Honey, this isn't a diamond. This is a flash cube.
Hey, Mama.
What?
Oh, are you two with that again?
Oh, Penny,
Well, it's all right. You don't have to stop on account of me.
Well,
all
good.
Right, then.
Oh, teaser.
Penny, how'd you like your present?
Yeah, that's what I came to ask you about. What is it?
Well, it's a genuine Venezuelan charm necklace.
Uh-huh.
Made from real monkey teeth. And the natives say that it brings good luck.
Well, if it's supposed to bring you good luck, then why is some poor monkey down in Venezuela gumming bananas?
I never thought about that, Penny.
But it'll be fun wearing it. Thanks, Frank.
You're welcome, Penny.
Penny, wait a minute, baby. Mama has a little problem. I want you to help me decide something, okay?
Okay.
Frank has decided to stay here in Chicago, and he wants to marry me.
He does?
What do you think?
He'll do.
All right.
Michael Thelma, come here. Guess what?
Yeah, what's up?
We're gonna marry Frank.
Look at the dog.
Frank, thanks for the gift, man.
You're welcome,
congratulations.
Man. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you,
Phil. No, I'm happy. Oh, Frank, I think we got the seal of approval.
Yes, first time I ever proposed to a whole family.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, baby. Oh, what a day this has been. First a promotion and now a proposal.
You got a promotion?
Yeah. Mama's a buyer.
Not just a buyer. You are looking at the boutiques. Head buyer, Frank.
Well, congratulations. I'm proud of you, baby.
Oh, thank you, baby. I'm so happy.
Well, Miss New Head Buyer.
Yeah?
When you gonna hand in your notice?
What notice?
You know, your notice. Hang it up. Quit. Say goodbye.
Quit what?
Your job, so we can get this marriage rolling.
Honey, I ain't quitting my job.
Of course you are.
What do you mean, of course?
You are going to be Mrs. Frank Mason.
How many invitations are we gonna need? Come on.
Frank, why do I have to quit my job to be Mrs. Frank Mason?
Because you won't have to work anymore.
Honey, don't I have any say-so about whether I want to work or not?
Hey, listen, you lovebird. Mm-hmm. I got a great idea. Why don't you get married to Reverend Beasley's church?
Yeah.
I heard that if you get married on Friday night before midnight, you get a free bingo game.
Well, Lona, don't be ridiculous. You've been working all your life.
Frank, so have you, baby. I'm not asking you to quit your job.
Hey, can I be the flower girl?
But that's different.
Frank, all I'm asking for is a choice. Now, you are acting like a dictator.
I'm gonna be your husband.
It doesn't give you any license to drive my life, honey.
Now, may I ask you, have you ever seen two people more in love?
J. Edgar Hoover and Ma Barker?
Lona. Well, Lona, you're making something out of nothing.
Baby, it may mean nothing to you, but to me, it is definitely something.
Hey, pretty, pretty, you don't understand. I'm gonna give you the world. Jewels, furs, a car, a chauffeur, a white one if you want it.
Oh, Frank.
Two. Oh, baby, baby, you ain't gonna have to lift a finger. We'll hire somebody to lift it for you.
Oh, Frank, what are we doing? Baby, it's been a long day, and I'm excited and everything. Why don't we talk about it some other time, okay? Come on, don't be mad now. Come on.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, look, I got over here so fast, I didn't even have a chance to pick up my bags.
Oh.
I go to the airport, pick them up, you know, arrange for the hotel, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Say goodbye to the kids for me.
I will.
Oh, well. You might as well think about that letter of resignation.
Frank.
I'm sure you're gonna see it my way.
Frank.
Good night, Mrs. Mason.
Hi, Mavis.
Hi, Bologna. Bologna?
What you want, Mavis?
Girl, where are you?
I'm in here.
Lord. Boo.
It's a good thing you came out, girl, because I was just about to get somebody to come and mow your counter.
Child, isn't this ridiculous? I tell you, Frank is either trying to build up points or build me my own Rose Bowl float.
Well, the last green thing my boyfriend gave me was a bottle of Scope.
Do me a favor, baby. Take some of these flowers to your counter.
Oh, okay.
Okay? It's my first day as a buyer, and I want everything to go just right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm expecting a salesman to come in, too, this morning. Mm-hmm. Woo-wee!
You know, I had a boyfriend once who was a salesman.
Traveling salesman.
Aren't they all?
You ought to take something for that. Oh, boy, this is pretty, though.
Guess who?
Oh, no, don't tell me it's Frank Mason with more flowers.
No flowers. Candy, baby.
Oh, Frank. You got chocolates from Australia, bonbons from Paris, and Turkish taffy. All you got to do is walk by this counter. You can get acne in 15 different languages.
Kiss me.
Baby, not here.
Why not?
Not here. This is my place of business. Now, why don't you do me a nice favor and go browse?
I'm browsing. I'm
Frank,
browsing.
You don't leave me alone and get out of here.
Okay, I'll
go. On. Got nothing else? Get going. Frank, please.
Who was that man?
Frank.
Lord.
Hi there. Skip Casey, St. George Fashions.
Oh, hello. Bologna Woods.
You're gonna love our new spring line. Everyone's wearing it. Yaphet Kotto wore a shirt identical to this in his latest film. Not only did he look fantastic in it, but after he was shot, the blood washed right out in cold water. How many dozen would you like, Willona?
Now, wait, before I decide, I'll have to see one on the model.
Saved you the trouble. I'm wearing one.
Oh.
Feel the material.
Let's see now. Oh, it's soft. Uh-oh. Yeah. Silk, huh? Very nice.
Working hard.
Oh, honey, Mr.,
Casey, Skip Casey. St. George Fashions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Frank Mason, fiancé.
Frank, don't do that, darling. Frank, he was just showing me his line of shirts, dear.
That's right, Mr. Mason. Care to feel the material?
Don't mind if I do.
Frank, put him down.
It's strong.
Frank, put
Get
him
down. Get lightweight.
Put him down, please, darling.
See? Not a wrinkle. Not a single wrinkle.
You see, he's a weightlifter, so he keeps practicing. You just stay here 1 minute. I'll be right back, okay? May I speak to you 1 moment, dear?
Of course, darling.
In private?
Nice meeting you, Skip Casey.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? What are you doing?
I was only trying to help.
If the boss had seen that, I would lose my job. Hmm. Frank, that's what you're trying to do, huh? Help me get fired. Of all the rotten, low-down things to do.
Hey, Ooh-wee. Baby. Hey, okay, it was a rotten thing to do. I won't ever do it again if you promise to have dinner with me tonight.
Oh. Anything, just no favor. Mavis, do me a favor, please. Uh-huh. See Mr. Mason out. Quickly.
I'll go, but dinner tonight.
Okay.
I'll be there. What time?
Morning, May.
Hi, Bologna.
Ooh-cha. Got the coffee going?
Yes, Perkin.
Good. Has that new line of imported French nightgowns from Brooklyn came in yet?
No, but the Italian shoes came in from Japan.
Good, I'll check them out.
Oh, there's something else you should check out first.
What?
Mr. Simpson wants to see you.
Lord have mercy. Just 3 days on the job and already the boss wants to pat me on the back. Oops, my back he wants to pat. Mr. Simpson, you sent for me?
Yes, Miss Woods. Perhaps you'd care to sit in my lap.
What? Frank, what are you doing? What are you sitting in the boss's chair for? Do you know if he walked in that door, I'd get fired right this minute?
Well, sure, Willona, but first you got to answer my question.
Oh. Do you want to sit in my lap or don't you?
Oh, Frank, come on, baby. Get out of the chair. This isn't funny.
Come on,
get out of the chair.
Come on, relax, baby.
Frank, you make me lose my job.
The boss is here.
Oh, maybe. Be serious.
I am serious. I just bought this boutique.
Lord have mercy. You said you just bought this boutique.
Me and the bank.
Why? What are you trying to do?
Make money. Looks like it's going to be a good investment.
Oh, Frank, you don't need no more investments. I know why you bought this place. You figure if you're the boss, you can fire me, right?
Why would I do that?
because you want a stay-at-home, dutiful, boring wife.
Well, Lona, you know that's not my style.
Oh, Frank.
Oh, baby. Look. Okay, so I was wrong to tell you you couldn't work. That's my hang-up. But, baby, you gotta realize where I'm coming from. My mama worked hard all her life. I watched her work herself into an early grave. And I made myself a promise. No wife of mine would ever go through the same thing.
Oh, Frank, so did mine. But they had to work for survival. But it's different with me. I'm working for self-fulfillment.
Okay, you're making it pretty clear how you feel about that. So if you want to work, go ahead and work.
Oh, see all that for nothing.
I got a surprise for you.
Oh, no, 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 honey. No more chocolates, no more flowers.
No flowers, no chocolates, just this.
This? But
this is your office.
My office?
This is your boutique.
My boutique?
You're in charge. Woo!
Oh, I got a million things to do. I can knock out the wall, bring in a new... Honey, I am in charge!
What do you know about being in charge? Come on,
oh, honey,
all you gotta do is sit over here and be pretty.
I sure will.
There you go.
All right.
Look
now.
Here. Now, if you want to come in at 10 and go home at 3, that's fine.
Frank.
If you want to take 3-hour lunches, 5-day weekends, and telling everybody else what to do,
Frank.
In fact, you don't even have to be here. You can just phone it in from the country club.
What do you mean, phone it in from the country club? I thought you said I was in charge. I have a million things to do now that I'm the boss.
Well, wait a minute now. You're going to be Mrs. Frank Mason. You're not going to have time for all them little petty details.
Petty? Did you say petty? I see we're right back to where we started, huh? You just don't want me to work. Well, you may as well fire me.
What? What? Well, Lona, I thought you'd be happy about all of this.
Frank, I don't know what I feel right now. You're gonna think I'm crazy when I tell you this, baby, but there was a time when I thought all I needed was a good man to take care of me. Well, I tried that, honey. Didn't work out. I found myself out there in that world with nobody to lean on. And I wasn't gonna take welfare, and I wasn't gonna take no handouts. I had to stand on my own 2 feet.
I know that,
Frank, Winona. Listen, honey, in just 4 years, I came from stock clerk to head buyer. And now you come along and wanna knock the whole thing out from underneath me. Frank, baby, you're trying to buy my independence, and baby, it's not for sale.
Winona, there is something I don't understand.
Maybe you just don't understand me, Frank.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, I can figure out how to lay 50 miles of pipeline through swamp and jungle, but I will never understand the female mind.
The female mind. It has nothing to do with being a female. It has to do with being a person that wants to fulfill their life. Now, Frank, we couldn't even get married because you were fulfilling your life, traveling all over the world. Hold I never tried to stop.
Hold it! I've been busting my butt here trying to do something good for you. And all I'm getting back from you is lip flap and back talk.
Frank, you're getting my love. But I guess that's just not enough for you.
Where you going now?
Someplace you can't buy. Home!
What do we got here? Forks, spoons, knives. Thelma, something's missing.
What did I miss?
Where's that stomach pump?
Hi, Penny.
Hey, Penny.
How's your mother?
Not too good. I think she's bored.
Well, no wonder. She lost a job and Frank didn't call her.
Yeah, Penny, you know what you should tell your mother? She should get interested in a hobby.
I tried that already.
Did she do it?
Yeah. She's playing with my matchbook collection.
Venus massage parlor.
I found it on the bus.
Okay.
Well, hi, kids.
Hi, Winona.
How's everything going?
Fine, Winona. Winona.
What, Graham?
You're sitting on my book report.
Oh. Oh.
Sorry, you want me to iron it out for you?
No, sorry.
Well, anybody care for a movie or something?
No, thanks, Alona.
Hey, Alona, why don't you go out on the town by yourself and try to forget about Frank?
Frank? Frank who? I haven't thought about him in days.
But, Mama, this
Danny.
Morning... That's right. Haven't thought about him in days.
No, please, let me do it. Make me feel like I'm doing something important.
Hey,
I'm not.
What do you want, Bookman?
Just want to let you know I won't be on duty tonight. I'm going out.
Oh, take me with you. What am I saying?
Well, Miss Bookman and I are just going to our regular club meeting.
Bookman, what club do you belong to?
The Jolly Janitors. Tonight, we're going to discuss the relative merits of pipe joint compounds.
Oh, wow, that sounds exciting.
Oh, Miss Woods, listen, I can fix you up with a date. Hey, my friend Leroy Hackett, you'll love him, too. I mean, you both have something in common.
Like what?
He broke up with his sweetheart, and he's out of a job, too.
Mr. Buffalo Brain himself.
Hey, whatever happened to Buffalo Butt?
Your butt and your brain is in the same place.
Hey, that'll be the little lady. She can't stand to be away from my side.
Booger, baby, you ain't got no side.
Kiss me, my little kumquat.
Don't you think we should shake hands?
I'll wait downstairs.
Hi, Willona.
Michael?
Yeah?
Penny?
Thelma, you better do something about that nervous twitch.
I'm surprised to see you here, Frank. I thought you'd be out buying up half of the city of Chicago by now.
Yeah, well, guess I deserved that one, didn't I? I just came by to tell you I pulled out of the deal to buy the boutique, and I've arranged for you to get your job back.
Is that true? No strings?
No strings. I've had time to think about it. And I'm sorry for trying to step on your dreams, run your life. Listen, I know how much it means to you. Look, I guess in all the time we've known each other, we never took the time to really get to know each other. So what's going to become of us? Because, lady, I happen to love you very, very much.
Frank, I love you, too. Maybe we should take some time now and try to work things out. We know we love each other. Now let's see if we can like each other.
Sounds good to me.
Me too. Now, about this, should I...
You leave that right where it is. I'm not going anywhere.
Neither am I.
You know something?
What?
I'm hungry.
Me too, but I'm starving.